cliffcentral.com.
It's not fair to deny me a cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
You ought to know I'm happy for you. It's such a good song. And she, remember, you know, Alanis, this album is now 20 years old, huh?
Wow.
Jagged Little Pill, 20 years old. What a singer. I remember I went to watch her concert, though. She looked high to me. She was wringing her hands the whole time, like someone, you know how, like a little kid, when they've got a butterfly in their hands or something, they hold it in their hands like this, and they kind of look into it, and they try to protect it and not let it go at the same time. Mm-hmm. She was doing that with her hands the whole way through her concert. And I thought, wow, chick's insane.
Oh, love
what
that
happened to her, though? I mean,
she's still around. She's doing well. I mean, you remember she was signed to Madonna's record label, and she still puts out a song every now and then. But I think she made such a lot. She was around at exactly the right time to make a big amount of money as a female singer songwriter. She did really did some amazing stuff.
She's very spiritual now, very like zened out, Mother Nature, all about the earth.
Yeah,
that's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Still love the line, and every time I scratch my nail down
someone else's back. I hope you feel it.
Yo.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that song 21 Things I Want in a Lover that she did? Have we got a bit of time? We don't have to rush, right? Lebohang's only coming in just now.
Yeah, he'll pop in when he arrives.
All right, no problem. But this guy's flown in from Durban, and he's staying with his girlfriend, and blah, blah, blah. So we'll get to him in a second. But here's Alanis. This is 21 Things I Want in a Lover. I love this song. Again, her lyrics are so good. You know, we were talking the other day about how songs have got dumb lyrics. And this is just, listen to these words. As a woman or as a guy, if you're looking for someone in your life, this pretty much, I think this is a great list of things that you want in a lover. 21 things, according to Alanis Morissette. Listen to this quickly. Tell me if you agree. These are just, she's talking directly. Do you derive joy when someone else succeeds? Do you not play dirty when engaged in competition? Do you have a big intellectual capacity? I mean, she really gets into it. Do you enjoy everything as an illusion, even though you know that you're not of it? Huh? Anyway, go and listen to that song when you have some time. I'm not gonna force feed this down your throat, but it's pretty damn good. And that one she put out in, what was that, like 2010, I think? No, it's long before that. It was about 2007-8. But good for her. Alanis Morissette, still on the scene and still doing her stuff. 20 years after Jagged Little Pill was first released. Very good. A couple of messages coming through this morning. Shelton has got a video of a girl who makes an incredibly loud fart. Do you want to hear that, Mubs? Do you?
Why?
Well, do you feel it?
I mean, it's Friday.
It's Friday. We may as well hear a loud fart. All right. He sent this through to me on WeChat. So let me just see if I can get that up on the screen. And then Nicole says, I wanted to hear Any Way You Want It by Journey. Well, you know what, Nicole? I might just make your dreams come true before the end of the show, but I'm not promising anything. I mean, we're not a music show, for God's sake. Thought I'd left that behind. And it is Friday, so if you've got any plans for the weekend that you want to tell us about, give me a call on 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. Here's this girl farting, all right?
Hey, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Her little brother is disgusted. He's standing in the background.
Is that real?
Oh!
How is that even possible?
Oh.
And then they both cover their noses.
Smell it.
I can't believe you farted like that. How?
Wow. That's a powerful fart. Wow. That's so unladylike. Well, Mubs, you gave me permission. That's what I'm going to tell. That if anyone asks, I'm just going to say it was your fault.
I didn't want to say no in case somebody really, really wanted to hear it.
Oh, there's always somebody who wants to hear that. Farts are always funny, right? Don't you think?
Get real! Get fucking real!
All right, everybody calm down. Col Cacio Pizzeria will keep the wheels on your bike going round and round with a perfect performance booster for the Cape Town Cycle Tour. Carbo load and bant the Col Cacio Pizzeria way with their large selection of pizza, pasta, and banting options that will fit perfectly into your pre-race routine. Gear up for something to sink your teeth into, and they'll have your back from the start to the finish. Visit your nearest Col Cacio Pizzeria to stay on track with your Cycle Tour weekend. Col Cacio Pizzeria, they are the reason you crave pizza. That's right. That's it. Is this Lebohang? Hey, come on in here, dude. Let's say hello. Let's get to meet the guy. And is this his girlfriend? Let me talk to you guys. I got to get you on the microphone here. Cliffcentral.com. It's now 16 after 8. Hey, Lebohang, how are you, dude?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I heard you got stuck in some traffic on the way here.
Yeah, man.
It's hectic.
Crazy.
Are you all right?
Good.
Here he is. So I heard you put this song together, very controversial. You wrote a song called "We Are All Monkeys." What are you, insane? Don't you know what happens to people who call people monkeys?
Yeah. I saw. It wasn't good. But when I look back at it, you know, our cradle of mankind, like in the song, it says, it's in Africa, and we all come from the same.
Absolutely,
we all related in you know, in some form. So hence why I said we all the same, you know. So that's where it came from. And I was looking at Homo Naledi, and how she hardly looks like any of us modern human beings. But that's where we stem from. So that's where the song came from.
This is your girlfriend?
Yeah, she sings the chorus too.
You're very attractive. Wow. Yeah, you are. Pleasure to meet you. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn?
Yes.
Wow, how did you meet this guy? He lives in Durban. What are you two doing? Long distance relationship, huh?
No longer long distance.
What do you mean? He's moved up here?
No. We're both in Durban now.
Oh, you've moved to Durban. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought he came up here to stay with you. All right, so you two are making songs.
Yes, well, I make songs. She
sings.
She sings, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So this relationship is, how long has it been going on?
Since 2010 World Cup.
Wow.
World Cup, bringing people together.
Definitely. Is that how you met?
Yes.
Wow, how? At one of the matches?
At one of the fan parks.
Damn.
Yeah, in South Beach, Durban.
That's pretty cool. Did you, what was it? What was it about him that made you excited the first time you saw him?
I don't know.
You can be superficial.
A bunch of things.
Was it his looks? Was it that he was charming and friendly? Was it that he bought you a drink?
No, he was just some random stranger who came to talk to me while I was watching the match.
What made you talk to her?
Well, she was looking good. She was looking very good. She was dressed good in all black and everything. Mm. And she had this mohawk thing going on. And yeah, from then on, was just the rest was history. Little did I know that the nice young lady standing next to her was her mom.
So wow, so your mother's attractive too. And the mum obviously looks young and, and attractive. Otherwise, you would have thought she was not the mum, you know? Or you would have thought she was the mum if she was a hideous old crone. That's a good thing.
Yes, man.
All right, so what you decided you we all come from the same primate ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all getting uptight about what we call each other now, but we should actually just be getting on with our future together.
Thank you. Yes.
Because our past is so ancient.
Mm-hmm.
And we all come from these caves near Krugersdorp, where all of our human ancestors come from, right? So let's just stop our bullshit.
Yes, for real. Let's just all get along. I mean, I don't see why we should just throw a fuss about a stupid word.
So, Flax, what are we going to do here? Are we going to let them sing the song?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you two want to do an a cappella here, or what do you want to do?
We actually had a beat going. I just didn't know if there was time to actually...
Yeah, I'll plug it in. Is it on your phone?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Let's do this.
Cool.
We can do anything here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Is it this one?
Yes.
The one that you've chosen here already?
Yes.
Instrumental. All right. Let me get this ready for you, and we'll just put this on. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear Lebohang and Marilyn, and they're going to do a song for us called "We Are All Monkeys." All right? Totally a cappella. I mean, totally acoustic.
Come.
A penny for my thoughts, I wish I was a sparrow. Never had I thought that I wish I was in hell. Oh, missing, I can hear y'all.
What happened?
Did you
screw it up?
Yeah,
I did. She did? Oh, Jesus. You want to try again?
Yes, please. I'm kind of a bit nervous because this is a very controversial thing.
Don't feel nervous.
Okay.
All right, let's try again.
Let's try it again.
All right. There's no pressure here, except pressure from yourselves.
Uh-huh. Yo.
A penny for my thoughts, I wish I was a sparrow. Fly away from life full of hate, I've washed my hands off. Cause never had I thought that I'd wish I was in hell. Oh, missing, I can hear y'all insisting I'm in fair, y'all. Listen, I'm in cellars, drinking up with cheddar. And I think that my Beretta isn't big enough to wake up the peace that's deep instead. I reach within my head, and think if I could ever make this place look better. And I thought of something clever to ask you all if ever your cradle is the same. Is your blood color ever different from your neighbors? I hope you all remember that we have all solicited and we are all remembered for freedom's all we wishing. Yes, we are no look different, but we are no more different than the season ocean's difference.
Wow.
South Africa, we love you. That's the scene that makes an imprint. A beautiful land on the second line, we sing this. Let's show the whole world, I can feel it in my fingers. We can bring peace in our land and we can win this. Unity will bring this, purity within us. And you will see within us is a truly free indigenous. Monkey on the wheel is...
We are all monkeys. We're climbing up this life tree. At the top is where we wanna be. We are all monkeys. We feel what we can't see, and we still where we aren't seen. Stuck up in this fucking zoo, freedom never coming through. We are all monkeys, yeah.
Course we see Galileo, Lord, our wounds are never healing. Racism has cut us deep, our youth receive the teaching. The parents teach them what to do, the cycle's never ending. Let our home be raised, Lord, tonight it stops its ending. Please listen to our prayers, Lord, we call upon you humbly. Help us in this fuse, Lord, help us through our vision. Cause we hanging on a cliff like we Gareth on a mission. Morena Boloka, Lord, we call each other monkeys. We call each other pigs, we call each other for them. We caught up in the mix, and to call each other brother and to call each other sis is of more than just decisions. All animals are equal, we the same upon this farm. 80 deep the financier, we will make it on this farm. 80 blow fun on Zemo, we were made upon this farm. Together we will make it and united we shall stand. Forever we will break it, what divided people's plans. Let's live and strive for freedom, let's be people with a plan. And take it to the beach and be monkeys on the sand.
Monkeys on the sand. We are all monkeys. We're climbing up this life tree. At the top is where we wanna be. We are all monkeys. We feel what we can't see, and we steal where we can't see. Stuck up in this fucking zoo, freedom never coming through. We are all monkeys.
We are no different, we are all similar. We are all criminals, none of us is innocent like Jesus in the Bible. We just live in peace when there's people that are killing us. The color of our skin, it has drawn us from the fact that there's relation, we are familiar. Matter of fact, we family. Happily, I say this cause you avidly agreeing that it's actually not the skin that matches me, but the blood that which I have in me that matches what you have indeed. You bleed, I bleed, you cry, I cry, you laugh, I laugh. Are you grasping what I asked from deep? The color of our skin doesn't matter, we can chat for free. I've mastered three ways we can happily live this life more happily. One, we see we family. Two, we drink for family. Three, we smoke for family. And three, we smoke for family. This weed I smoke with family gets me to say things twice or three times. I mean the least of all that I can see, counting what I haven't seen. Man, we monkeys and we family. Family, man, we family. We are all monkeys. We're climbing up this life tree. At the top is where we wanna be. We are monkeys.
Hey, dude, I gotta say, this is... I mean, to... That was... You don't have a script in front of you. There's nothing. There's nothing in front of you. You just did that? Wow.
Yeah, it's been...
I mean, you screwed up a little bit there at the end, but Jesus, I was impressed.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's also such a refreshing... deviation from the bitches and hoes and the cars and the money and the sneakers and the
Thank you. Right. Thank you. That's actually making me. I'm trying to remember. I was telling my girlfriend something that we have such huge influencers like AKA and Casper Nyovest and everybody out there who should be stepping in and saying, guys, what is going on? And make a song about, you know, us getting back together. But it's always about Ngutu and whatever else is out there, you know.
How old are you, Lebogang?
I'm 29.
Wow, impressive stuff. And you, Marilyn?
25,
baby. Listen, apart entirely from the lyrical content, which, as Mab says, is kind of refreshing, and it's sort of, it's a bit of self-reflection, which I think is very powerful. But apart from that, you two, you're talented people. I mean, here's Kerry. She says, this is magic. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I mean, I appreciate the fact that you could just churn that out. Carla says, I love this song. It's so, so talented. You're better than Kanye ever was. And he wants that song right now.
Oh, cool.
Are you going to record it?
I'd love to record it. It's just that it's been recently written, hence why there was a whole bunch of hiccups here and there.
Yeah, but you still may. You didn't have anything written down in front of you. I want to point that out to anyone who's listening to this. This is live. We did this now. You're both on the microphone. There was nothing pre-recorded about that except the beat, which is straightforward. This is amazing.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write that?
Thank you. It took me, actually, this is how it happened. I'm busy on Twitter, and I got a new follower, and I checked the follower's bio, and he's like a producer here at Cliff Central. And then I just decided, let me just write a song and then see if he likes it, and then, you know, he could probably help me, you know, start my rap career.
Do you want to hear from, is that producer Michael Flax?
That is Michael Flax. That's my hero, man.
Flax, do you want to say anything? Hang on, he's making a lot of sense. All right, what do you want to say, Flax?
I'm now a talent scout, it seems.
Yeah, you are. Well done for finding these guys. So, Lebogang, what's the plan? What are you up to at the moment? I mean, what do you do?
I was recently studying HR. I just graduated last year. I'm about to do my master's this year. Unemployed, as all rappers are.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I'm basically doing nothing now, just waiting for a job to come along and hopefully a record deal.
Jeez, that would be good. Well, I'm, awesome. I mean, we'll try and get you heard by the right people.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Sure.
Awesome, Gareth.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. I might know some people. We'll see. Maybe I could drop in a word. But put it together. Put a little demo together and let's let people hear it.
Most definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
That. Thank you guys for giving me this opportunity.
It's a good thing your girlfriend's talented because there's nothing worse than those relationships where the guy feels he has to include his girlfriend in a song like Yoko Ono. You know? John Lennon put Yoko on a whole bunch of songs and she's totally untalented. It's a good thing Marilyn can actually sing.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Coming from you, I mean, as a Idols judge, that's a lot.
Please. Idols judge. You know I'd tell you if it was horible, though.
Yes, right. Most definitely.
Most
Listen.
And we'd appreciate it.
What kind of a music scene is there in Durban?
Right now, it's just Big Nas and then what genre is that? Big
I don't
Nas.
Know.
It's quite, kinda, quite yeah, it's quite kind a of, quite a Afro pop kind of yeah.
Yeah, if you want to do hip hop in Durban, it's a last cause. You have to come all the way to Joburg.
Really, there's no hip hop scene there.
There is a hip hop scene, but
underground.
Don't a lot of the Indians pretend they like hip hop?
Man, like Indian, even if they try rap, man, hey. Eat a samosa.
Those are our brothers, that hey, our brothers.
Hey, stop being racist, you two.
No, brothers, that brothers.
Yeah.
Sia, is it true that there's no hip-hop scene in Durban?
Well, you guys, let's just give it to them. They already speak fast, so it just flows into rapping as well.
Well, listen, I like it. I love the fact that you've taken controversial stuff that everybody's talking about and you've turned it into a rap song.
Thank you.
It's some
Thank
powerful
you.
Stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Marilyn, you know, support him in this music career if it means that you have to pay the bills?
I've been, yes.
What have you been doing? What do you do?
I've just been his pillar of strength. I'm a professional nurse. So
oh, you're a nurse?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, that and keeps us going.
Are you guys up here for the weekend or did you just come up for this?
We came up for this and for me to go to South African Nursing Council. So, okay. Thank you, Gareth.
Very good. What a pleasure. Listen, I mean, if you're a nurse, you're like the backbone of society. I've always said that nurses, you guys should be paid a whole lot more for starters. And it's a hard job. Do you ever have to clean up people's dirty assholes and things in hospitals?
From day one.
Really?
Yes.
What's the worst?
From day one.
What's the worst job you've had to do in the hospital?
Well, currently I'm working in the midwifery ward, the labor ward.
Oh, no.
So having to pull out a baby while mommy is pooping is not really a good idea.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. You have to be very brave.
Yes.
And have you seen any of those morbidly obese people?
Yes, and having to deliver with those, oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're morbid,
it's like you're going into a tunnel.
But on morbidly obese people, don't the babies just fall out?
They're supposed to.
Wow.
Oh, God, Gary.
That's hey, listen, this is your woman. You don't go with her to the job, do you?
No.
No, hell no.
No. As it is, I just want to get a surrogate.
Have you saved lives?
Yes, it's part of the job.
That's a big deal.
Babies' lives, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a very big deal.
Mm.
So how long have you been practicing as a nurse?
About 6 years.
Wow.
I met him a few weeks before I started.
Wow, okay. Very good. And you've moved around from different kind of wards to different hospitals, so you get a lot of experience in all of them?
Yes.
What kind of work do you want to end up doing if you stay a nurse?
Stay a nurse. Mm. I'm actually planning on just doing medicine one time.
You want to be a doctor?
Yes, because people are telling me that I might as well. And well, it seems like a good
I'm not
idea.
One of those people.
If people who are already in medicine are telling you you're good enough to be a doctor, you should do it. I mean, what kind of a doctor would you be? Just a GP, or would you want to specialize?
I would want to specialize in surgery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Isn't it very hectic in there, in that emergency room? I mean, isn't it terrifying? Don't you sometimes look around you and go, there's so much that could go wrong in every situation?
Yes. Huh? But once you get used to certain situations, as soon as you get in there, you become the calmest person. Everyone else panics, and then you just have your head on straight. So since I've been able to save lives in labor...
How do you keep calm?
I don't know. I just laugh and smile and just be happy. Make sure that I don't have anything but work in my brain.
You never think about Lebohang when you're in there?
Yeah. Want me to get into trouble?
Yeah, you go, take him out of your mind when you're busy. If you don't mind, I'd like you to concentrate on my liver or whatever it is that's the problem.
Yes, I agree.
I don't.
Yeah. I remember like when after I've been so busy, I'm like, hey, it's been like 5 hours. I need to say hello.
And what kind of shifts do you do?
7-7 and 4 days a time, 5 days a time.
It's hard bloody work. You must need a whole day to sleep.
Yes. And I'm working night duty, so I do sleep the whole day.
Well, listen, all I've got to say to you two is that you're apart from being... professional at being a nurse, and in your case doing a master's in HR, you're also very talented musicians.
Thank you. I hope that
we'll hear lots more from you in the future.
Most definitely.
Good luck to you, and good for you that you keep telling everybody they're monkeys.
Because they are.
Yeah, I don't think we should get offended by it.
Well, you can't tell other people what to be offended by and what not to be offended by, right?
I agree.
All the best to both of you. That's very nice to meet you, Marilyn and Lebohang Yende. And where can we find out more if we want to go and track down your music? Or have you got any kind of presence on social media?
Yeah, I'm Al Dope on Twitter. It's Eldope.
Okay.
And on Facebook, Lebohang Al Dope Yende.
And well done to Michael Flax for finding you. Very, very good talent scouting there.
Thanks,
Flax.
Mike. Thank you very much.
And also, if anyone out there, if you think you got the talent, you want to show us your talent, mike@cliffcentral.com. You're more than welcome.
There we go. And we'll do what we can to try and make you famous.
Thank you, guys. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Very nice to see you guys.
Thank you for coming in.
We Are All Monkeys is the song. Very controversial. Lyricist, writer, and poet, as well as HR postgraduate Lebohang Yende and his beautiful girlfriend Marilyn, who's also a nurse, who's probably saved your life. You just don't know it because you were unconscious at the time and shitting yourself.
Thank you very much, guys.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Here, Sia, you brought this up earlier. Sia Sangweni Finn, you brought up this song. So now we're going to have to play it just for you. And for, who was it? Ankia, who wanted it so badly? So. Here it is, Journey with Any Way You Want It. That's the one you wanted, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you brought it up. I didn't think about it.
Right, it's a good song.
C.S. Sangweni Finn's choice for this morning. It is Friday. Oh, thank God the weekend's here. Who's ready for a nice weekend?
I have two hands up.
Yeah. I'll have three scoops of that and some chocolate sprinkles. Right. That's the way we're going. Coming up in a short while, we'll talk to the South African men and women's water polo team. That's right. You know, I listened to that Steve Perry's voice, and he's got an incredible, he's almost like a woman's voice, right? I mean, really. I can't reach those notes.
Don't even look at me to try. I just have to say, Tom Cruise ruined the song for me, hey?
Why?
From the Rock of Ages movie.
Oh, I thought it was a good movie. I like that.
It's Tom Cruise.
All right, anyway you want it, that's Journey, and we thought we'd play that because Sia brought it up earlier, and then a whole bunch of people started messaging saying that they wanted it too. All right, but we got important things to do this morning. We were talking the other day about water polo, Mubs, and I said to you it's one of the most violent, dangerous, destructive, vicious sports you could ever wish to play.
Yes.
And if you play it, you have to have balls of steel, you have to be physically extremely fit. And bad things will happen to you. You just have to accept that bad things will happen to you. So in order to make us understand this a little bit better, we got South Africa's men's water polo team member, Jean-Marc de Carvalho, right? I hope I pronounced that right.
That's about as close as you can get.
De Carvalho.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you, dude. You're as big and fit as I thought you'd be.
Oh, that's a good thing, hopefully.
Yeah, well, listen. Please tell Mabali. She didn't believe me. When you guys are in the pool, it's like war.
No, it is. It's proper full-out warfare.
How did you get into water polo? Couldn't you have rather just become a mercenary?
A rugby player.
Or a mercenary in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
You'd have been safer?
Probably. I don't know. I just started playing it when I was, grade 8 or something like that, or even younger, grade 7,
yeah.
And just fell in love with it.
Now, the most important thing before we get into all the shenanigans, you have to learn to tread water for hours at a time.
Yeah.
So if I dropped you in a pool, like you see these movies of these people who get stranded in the middle of the ocean. There was that one story about this couple, and eventually I think they both...
And then the sharks took them at the end, yeah.
Yeah, it's very depressing. It's one of the most depressing stories I've ever heard. But these two struggled to just stay afloat.
Yeah, I think that's more a movie thing, just to keep you intense with it. It's once you get used to it, it's actually really easy.
But you're moving the whole time in the water.
Yeah.
And surely your muscles tire from that eventually.
How long is a water polo match?
A full-on men's water polo at international will be 8 minutes stop-start. So every time there's a foul or anything, you'll stop the time.
Yeah.
It'll take about an hour or so.
Okay.
Full-on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be treading water.
It's a long time. But look, then more often than not, you don't play the whole game. It's not like soccer or anything where you've got a team and then they play the whole time. There's rolling substitutions. So maybe like ice hockey would be a good... example, okay. Where you can go in and out almost constantly.
Okay, so you get replaced, and because people get punched in the eyes.
Yeah.
You get your balls torn off.
Everything gripped.
Do they deliberately go for your balls? Because they know that would pretty much knock you out.
Come on, tell us the truth now.
I'm not going to say it's never happened to me. Of course it has, lots of times. But it depends on who you're playing. Like, if you're playing the Italians, you know you're in for a rough game.
Oh, really? Are they the worst?
They're probably the worst.
What do they do?
They're the worst. They're the worst when it comes to the mean, rough, the not so cool stuff. The Hungarians and stuff, they're just big oaks. They're just really big.
Okay, but what do the Italians do? Why are you frightened of the Italians?
They're just dirty. That's all it is. It's just dirty. You know, like, you don't mind playing a rough. I don't mind playing a rough. I'm a whole marker, so I'm there wrestling constantly against the bigger guys that play in the whole man position. And I don't mind having a proper tussle.
What's the position called?
Whole man.
Whole man?
Yes.
Whole man.
Whole man. Like center forward.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay, so you're the guy who powers through the rest and tries to score the
I'm basically center back trying to mark him and keep him out the game, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So the Italians, you get into the pool with them. Now, here's the problem I have, is all you've got on is a cap and a Speedo.
Basically, yeah.
It's not like rugby or cricket or American football where you're padded.
Where you padded up, yeah.
You know, you got stuff on to protect you.
No. It's all full on man touching.
What is the most dangerous move you can pull on another player? And when you're in that pool, where do you feel most vulnerable?
Jeez.
Because, I mean, I've heard horror stories. People have lost nipples. I've heard people have lost teeth. No, no, really.
Actually, you got to be a little bit. It doesn't sound that bad, but when it happens quite a lot, like what they'll do is they'll go, especially for guys. Obviously, the ladies is maybe not quite the same, mm-hmm. but the chicks are probably rougher than the guys.
Oh,
to be
I've
honest.
Heard of girls being kicked in the vagina.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it happens.
Being punched in the breast,
the titties. Yeah.
It just seems far more violent when you're watching girls water polo. But what the guys will do quite a lot is they'll go under armpits and start pulling armpit hair. And stuff like that.
Armpit hair must hurt. So what do you do to counteract that? Can you shave your armpits?
You generally get away with it, and you just got to kind of grim and bear it for most of the time. But
oh my god, that would be horrible.
Yeah. So they're like that's what I say against the Italians. You'll get a little bit of that sort of stuff. They like that little, you know, just to get you off your game, get your head off what you need to be doing.
And they're swearing at you in Italian the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's very vicious.
Very violent.
Is there a certain you have to have a certain size pool for this, right?
Generally it's got to be 25 meters as the minimum.
Okay.
For an international stuff. I mean, you can kind of go shorter than that, but it gets a bit tougher. Ladies is 25, and then men's is 33 meters.
And you can use your feet, you can use your hands, you can use your head.
You can use everything except for a close fist, just in case you miss the ball and you punch someone.
Oh, just in case you punch someone. Yeah. But it's okay to pull out their ball hairs, but you mustn't punch them.
You mustn't punch them.
Jesus.
Do you ever play in co-ed divisions?
Not generally, not really, unless you're playing like an exhibition type thing. Yeah, I've played against girls. That's like I said, they're probably rougher than the guys. Thing is, there's more to grip on with the girls because you've got a full body costume.
Yeah, you could.
Whereas
do
the guy,
you've only got
a speedo.
So I mean,
have you ever had
could you tit punch a woman?
Sure, you could. I've never considered it, to be honest.
A cunt punch. <I've>
Punch her in the chest.
That's unbelievable. So vicious. Have you ever lost your speedo?
No.
Because I can imagine, like, there would be occasions where someone would grab as you're swimming away, and they would pull, and the speedo would actually come off. And your priority then is to score the goal. You don't care about the speedo, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, generally, more often than not, you're going to wear two anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just for protection?
It's more just, it's easier. It's easier that way. Oh, and it gets tighter that way. So you can have one underneath and one on top that keeps it. You tighten that thing. That thing is as tight as it can be before you get in order.
Is it not terribly uncomfortable if it's so tight? Are your balls getting squeezed?
No, it's not so bad. If it's just the rope is tightening it, and then you're all right. But more often than not, most people will play with two cozzies on.
Wow. There's no other precaution you can take, really.
No. I mean, you can wear a gum guard. You can probably do that, but I think it just makes it harder.
Worst injury you've sustained underwater or in the water?
I haven't had massive injuries. Just like a little bit of strain on big things, shoulders.
Yeah.
At last World Champs, I broke my little finger on the guy's back.
No!
Do you want to see the scar?
No,
it's there.
No.
But I can see your little fingers a bit skewed.
It's a little bit skewed because of it.
I imagine that is one of the most painful things is to break fingers. Oh.
And I'd imagine that water polo is one of those things that because it's in the water, you're exercising all your muscles at once.
Yeah.
You guys must all be in pretty amazing shape.
Yeah, you're in pretty fit.
You can't really be like heavy and play water polo.
Yes and no. I mean, it's not like swimming where the guys are, you have to be super thin, you know, long, lanky type of player. There's bulk. So, like I said, the whole man position, that center forward position.
Yeah.
That's generally, if you want to include
you're
it.
You're like a rugby player. You're like a hooker in a rugby team.
Yeah, but maybe even bigger, like a lock.
Really?
Almost, yeah. I mean, example, Mark Andrews played water polo. I think he still does in KZN. Bismarck, he made SA under 16 back in the day because he's roughly my age. So
strength is more important than speed?
Yeah. Well, you kind of in a mixture between the two. A water polo player is probably, there's one or two that are really, really fast, but more often than not, you're not going to see them be able to compete with the swimmers like at World Champs. But what they cover with that is they've got power that'll just destroy any swimmer.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of training do you do?
When we're going for peak competition stuff, we'll go for probably a swim in the morning and at least a gym set will be an hour or so, hour and a half. And then we'll have a good 2-3 hours in the evening minimum.
Seriously, in South Africa, do you get any funding for our water polo team?
No.
No, so you guys have to fund yourselves and fundraise.
Pretty much.
Which is a ball ache, because at the same time, there are all these other sports that are getting millions and millions of rands and they're not winning.
Yeah.
How do you guys do? How do we rank internationally?
Look, we obviously, we're not as high as someone, as like a cricket team would be in comparison, yeah. But we're in the top 20.
So really?
We're better than probably the soccer team, our soccer side.
A lot of lesbians in the women's team?
I'm sure there have been over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because it's kind of a bit of a lesbian sport.
What the hell does that mean?
Hey, you gotta be pretty tough. I don't know a lot of straight girls who want their hair pulled and that kind of thing, you know? It's a total generalization, but I'm
very
guessing.
Very much so, yeah.
I'm guessing. So we're in the top 20.
Huh. Yeah, we'd be up there. We came 12th at World Champs.
Yeah.
Last year in Russia.
That's very good.
So, which is our best performance we've ever had.
Good. Who are the stars on this team? Are you one of them?
I would like to think so, yeah.
Yeah. Sure, give yourself credit.
I was starting seven last year, so...
Very good.
Sorry, there's seven that
seven
start.
Seven people
yeah,
who start, so. Those are your top yeah. seven. How many in the team total?
13.
Okay, so yeah. there's a couple. There's six or seven hangers-on.
There's six changes. One is a goalkeeper, so you've got two keepers and five outfield players on the bench.
And is it easier being the keeper?
Yeah.
You don't have to move around a lot.
Well, look, you're not swimming. So if you're not a swimmer, you kind of almost have to be a keeper. But your legwork is so much harder than anyone else.
Because you're standing.
Because you've got to be able to do everything with your hands out the water and move sideways right. all the time. And that's just using your legs. You can't use anything else. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that could be a position of Mubs. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
You do like
in
the shallow end where you can stand.
Shallow end, yeah.
You do like to go on about how great your legs are.
I have the best legs ever. Among humans that have lived.
Yeah, he says.
On Earth, yeah. At any given time.
Okay, all right.
Do you guys ever
in any place.
Do you guys ever have the problem of pruning in the water?
What?
What's pruning?
Where your hands start looking like prunes from absorbing water.
Oh, yeah. That helps you with grip on the ball, though.
Yeah, it happens, obviously, but you don't really notice it.
No, you're only in for an hour.
No, it's only an hour. Come on.
Oh, stop being such a pussy.
And is the water regulated temperature, or you dive in and you just see?
Normally, at big competitions, it'll be 27 or so.
Who's the best team in the world in water polo?
Serbia.
Serbia?
Oh, the Serbians.
I would imagine they'd be vicious too.
Look, they're physical. Yeah. Like I said, there's a difference between the physical guys that really push you and you'll have a good wrestle and you'll have a proper like physical game as opposed to a dirty team.
Like the Italians.
Who will grab your balls.
Yeah, they'll do all of that stuff.
You guys pee in the water?
I can't say I haven't.
Yeah, sure. But you can't pee and be thinking about the game.
I've never done it during a game.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't do two
you
things
can't do
at
two
once.
Things at once. Yeah, we're not females.
If a guy's peeing, you'll see he's standing there on his own. Hey, Mubs, you can tell straight away if a guy's peeing.
In the water,
he can't
okay.
do anything else.
He's just standing
there looking like he's peeing. You'll tell straight away.
At the beach next time, just see the guy in the water and he's looking out and not doing anything.
So right. if you're in the middle of your stroke, you will stop to pee and then you'll carry on as a guy because
right.
you can't
yeah.
do
no,
both.
We can't do anything. No. But the thing is, we wouldn't even think about peeing because we're stroking now. So we'd have to wait to stop first.
Do you have a lot of black people who are interested in being in water polo?
Yeah, look, we do. But
while we're talking about stereotypes, lesbians and the women's team.
Yeah, let's
so
go
black
through
people
all of
don't
it.
Swim. do you have black guys in the team?
It's part of our regulations. We've got to have at international tournaments. We've got to have look for when we were told we could maybe go to the Olympics. We needed they said it has to be a 50-50 split.
Wow! So you've got a couple of really good swimmers in there.
It's.
But what about the coloureds and the Indians? Because I feel like they always get left behind by the blacks and whites. Like
are
we
there
really
some
need
of them?
To get over ourselves as black and white people.
There's we've always had a mix. The problem for us is that there's less. There's going to be
your
less
pool,
people that will be swimming. Yeah.
Forgive the pun, but the pool's smaller.
Yeah.
So you kind of
exactly.
Have to.
So we try, and then you've
I know
kind
a black
of have
guy.
To. You
I
have
know
to
a black
force.
Guy can swim really, really fast, and he's strong as hell too. So maybe I should send him around to
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, send him around to us. We need as many as we can get. No, it's more we kind of find guys and then we have to force them up into the ranks. And then it's, you know, they kind of
they get better.
Start feeling like they're only there because of their skin color, and which then it gets then it gets worse and worse. But we've had talented guys. I mean, we used to have a goalkeeper down in Cape Town who Marvin, he was there until 30 years old or something like that, and he was a great goalkeeper. So he was there on merit.
Yeah. What is retirement age, if in water polo?
Well, I'm 33 this year, so I'm getting pretty close to it. But the oldest international guys have gone to 36, 37. So Victor Matfield style.
Yeah, you could be there forever.
Yeah.
I imagine it's kind of a healthy thing to do, though. I mean, as sport goes, this is probably a good one. You're in the pool for a little while, you do some training, go to the gym. You know, you have to keep yourself in shape, but it's not rigorous, like you said, the swimmers, where you have to make know, your diet has to be 100%
to be perfect and things like that. Well, I mean, next weekend in Durban is the SA Masters tournament, so you've got guys, they'll be up to 75, 80 playing in that tournament, and they've probably done 50, 60 of those tournaments already. So those guys, you know, they're there every year, and it's a bit of a party, obviously vibe, but they're there playing, and every week we have a league. And so you can go as old as you want.
I think
really.
The water polo players probably party hard.
Yeah, we do.
Animals, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Tell the truth.
You drink a lot, probably.
We can, yes.
Yeah. I would
think
so.
They're not afraid.
No.
No.
And the next day, I mean, some of us just get in the pool to sober up anyway. So,
yeah.
I imagine it must be better to get in the pool a little hungover than totally sober, because if you get pulled around and punched and you have your armpit hairs pulled out, you know, you're going to feel less.
You're going to feel, exactly.
All right. The other thing I need to know, when you guys are in training and when you're taking it seriously and you have to go and, you know, take part in a tournament, do you pull a real crowd, or is it not really much of a spectator sport? Because I think it would be fun to watch.
Locally, yeah, you do, actually. I mean, I think KZN, and it depends where you are. The schools generally pull the bigger crowds here in SA.
Okay.
Because, you know, all the parents come and grannies and aunts and et cetera. So, I mean, all the major tournaments are actually this weekend. They started today.
Very good. So our timing is excellent.
So, first team, under 15, under 14 are all here. Under 14
So, where can we watch you guys?
Our next tournament is in Durban on the weekend of the 24th of April.
Okay.
That's our Curry Cup. Which is also one of, it's like the Rugby Curry Cup, it's also one of 100 and some years it's been going. So
it's provinces against each other?
Yeah, that one's provincial. And then after that, well, there's we actually have an Olympic qualifier tournament now in Italy. But unfortunately, all the guys have to pay for themselves. So it's about...
I was going to say, sponsors?
Yeah, it's close to 40 grand just to go on this tour. So a lot of guys have had to pull out just for monetary reasons, myself included.
Who is the best province in South Africa?
We are. We've won...
Gauteng, you mean?
Yeah, Gauteng. Yeah. We've won 11 of the last 13 Curry Cups.
Sure.
Unassailable.
Okay. Yeah.
You would think people who live near the coast would be better, but they're losers, in the words of Donald Trump.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nowhere near as good as you. Well, listen, dude, all the best to you. I mean, I hope that you get sponsors, because it sounds like the kind of thing that there are lots of people who might want to get involved with. And I hope you continue to do well. Keep us in the top 20, maybe even top 10.
Yeah, well, no, the more tournaments we can go to with the guys not having to fund themselves.
Sure.
We can play against the best in the world and we'll always get better. That's our biggest problem. We go to world champs, we arrive there, and that's our first game as a team, basically. And then as the tournament goes on, we get better and better.
Do you have to have a normal day job as well?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I run my own company, doing a whole bunch of lifestyle and nutritional products. I've got a protein stuff and coconut water.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm bringing in a popsicle that we're trying to manufacture now.
Very good.
Yeah. But most of the guys, a lot of them are at schools. They're teachers and they do that sort of stuff.
Give it
a
plug. What's your product line called? What's your business?
My business is JML Consulting. So you can find it at
JML Consulting.
Yeah, .co.za. You can find it there. The website's being built a little bit now as we speak. And products, I've got a protein thing called the Protein Works.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get it into all the stores and things like that, so it's getting there. And the popsicle is kind of a secret until September, so I can't really delve more into it, but you'll know.
But bring us some, we'll help you get it out there.
Yeah.
Listen, you said a lot of the other guys are teachers and coaches and so on at schools. Is that just because the facilities are then right there and there?
It's probably a part of it, yeah. It's easier to obviously train. I mean, yeah. We train at St. John's. A lot of us were ex-St. John's boys, myself included. Most of our training is at St. John's. But guys are all over the place now. I mean, our SA captain has just moved to St. Cithian's. He's a teacher there. Then we've got guys at St. Peter's, Parktown. They're all over the place. Yeah.
I think it's quite cool to be able to tell people you're a South African water polo player.
Huh? It is nice. Quite cool. Yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, all the best to you. I'm glad no one has been killed in a game with you. That's good news because I thought it was close to that. And try not to lose too many armpit hairs to the next
bunch of Italians we play.
Very good to meet you. That's Jean-Marc De Carvalho. He is in the South African men's water polo team. All the best to you guys.
Thank you.
And I hope we see you succeeding everywhere you go.
I hope so too.
All the best. Thanks. There we are. All right, we got to get out of here. Clear the way for Sia Sangweni Finn with Untapped Talent. That's coming up next. I hope you have a very good weekend. Let us know what you're up to. By the way, Mubs, having a little party for Movida's birthday on Saturday. So if you feel like popping around, then come and join us there.
Okay.
That's on Saturday night at Movida. If you've got nothing else on the schedule or you feel like a little bit of a party, then this might be the thing for you. Come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. And you can join Sia Sangweni for next for his Untapped Talent Show. We will see you on Monday. CliffCentral.com.